Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Vegas Visitation. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. We're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes.
Okay.
Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
At 11:50 p.m. on April 30th, 2023, yes, just a month and a half ago, body camera footage from an officer with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police captured a bright, glowing object falling from the sky. The video, which is on YouTube, is pretty dramatic. Around the 20-second mark of the 39-second video, you can clearly see a glowing, comet-like thing. It's huge, and it looks like it is kind of on fire, and it just falls. News of the UFO-like thing went throughout the PD who were on patrol at the time and definitely put officers on edge. I'm not sure if they investigated further or what happened after they took this video and discussed it, but about 40 minutes later, a Vegas resident placed a 911 call to report that something, quote, 100% not human, was staring at him from his backyard shortly after he and his family saw another object, or maybe the same object, fall from the sky. Quote, there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside us, and it has big eyes and it's looking at us, and it's still here, the caller told the dispatcher. Quote, I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified. The dispatcher clarified the situation, asking, quote, so there's two people. There's two subjects in your backyard. The caller says, correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Like, I can't explain it. And big mouths. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're like 100% not human. So officers see this object in the sky. And then, again, 40 minutes later, dispatch gets a 911 call about people seeing a crash and some kind of life form in their backyard. Two officers immediately went to the caller's home, and there's a video of them going to the home and talking to the people who have just witnessed this, how can I call it, like an event. And it's actually very compelling to watch. And part of the reason that I thought to do this episode is because there's so much there. You can witness a lot of this unfolding. And it's both incredibly creepy and also like very calm. Nobody knows what's going on, not law enforcement, not the people there. It shows. Quote, I'm so nervous right now, one of the responding officers says as he's walking up to the house with his other officer. I have butterflies, bro. He continues to say that people, and by people he means other officers, quote, saw a shooting star and now these people say there's aliens in their backyard. So law enforcement goes to the house, not sure what they're going to find. They're nervous. This is clearly not like a typical patrol night. Not at all. They don't know what they're going to find. Things are tense. Let's take a break. So officers get this call after their coworkers have seen this thing. They go to the family on the front lawn. They all seem pretty shaken. They're just standing in the front lawn. They're quiet. They're not hysterical, as you might imagine. There's not a lot of movement. They're kind of in shock. What did you see? One of the officers asks. Quote, it was like a big creature. One of the family members said, adding again that it was around 10 feet tall. I'm not sure how I'm going to sleep at night, another person says. Then the officers tell them about the incident that his colleague saw just before the call came in. Quote, "I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky, too. So that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard?" And again, to hear law enforcement, who a lot of charged feelings around them, of course, myself included, talk to these people who are in shock because they've just seen something that they've never seen before and they can't even really adequately describe. And it's like two different oppositional people in our society trying to communicate about an otherworldly thing. So one of the people in the family, a man in a robe, said one of his family members saw a, quote, "big something with light plummet from above." Then they show the police where they saw it. At this point, the body cam footage, which I'm watching, which you're able to see all this on YouTube, goes dark for about 15 minutes, presumably when the officers go to the family's backyard to investigate. They then come back out to the front where the family is waiting and tell them again about the officer who saw the UFO fall from the sky. Apparently, the police didn't see anything in the back of the house because they don't discuss it on the body cam footage. The family doesn't have anything to show officers. They don't have any pictures of what they saw in the backyard. They do have a clip on their phone, but it's a kind of blurry clip, which is another piece of video that's also been released to the public. So investigators, I think, get this clip. I'm not sure if it's at the time or a little bit later. And it's heavy machinery in the yard. It's being observed from maybe 30, 40 feet away. You can find it again on YouTube and you can kind of see movement. So that's part of that video. The other part is some more movement behind some kind of tall fence. I want to say this footage is not very satisfying. It's very different than the body cam footage of the thing falling from the sky, but it does show something. It's shadowy, it's ambiguous, it's something. Officers then searched the neighborhood and spoke to other residents, but they get no more information. Though later, more 911 calls come in that night in Nevada, California, and Utah, claiming to have seen a flash in the sky, according to NBC Los Angeles. Las Vegas police eventually close the case and label it as, quote, unfounded. But currently, the Department of Defense is tracking more than 800 cases of unidentified aerial phenomena, also called UFOs, from the past 27 years. These are taken seriously. These are being investigated. This footage that I referenced, these two videos, are released to the public. They were released from the Los Angeles police about a week from when this episode is aired, probably close to when you're listening to it, which again feels different than most UFO sightings that we hear about, that we read about. It feels accessible. It feels much more real, at least to me. I can watch these videos. You can watch these videos. They've not been classified or gatekept for years. Literally, all you need is an internet connection. Unlike abduction or UFO sightings of decades past, it's kind of exciting to think that if aliens do exist, there's a potential to perhaps capture them on video. And when that day comes, maybe it already has, it's going to be pretty epic. And by epic, I mean truly terrifying.